welcome to a special edition of the Nintendo Entertainment Podcast. We are doing this a day early because, well, you all know why. I am your host, Triforce Todd, the King of the Waffles.
Okay,
no, I wasn't. I was champion only, but hey, I helped. And joining me today is fellow champion of the Waffles, Warrior Will.
I'm sorry, speak for yourself. I'm actually the Waffle King here.
King
so,
of
yes.
the Waffles!
Yes.
That.
And I just gotta say to one of our co-hosts, you got battered, son! You got battered!
Yeah, he got pancaked between two champs. Hi-oh! Oh, what's that? I'm tasting the syrupy tears of Tellius Tyler.
There are no syrupy tears here. Let me explain to you what happened. Now, you guys won fair and square. You won fair and square. I would put that out there. There was no miscount. But I just was thinking, you know, I was thinking, who's still playing Splatoon 2? And I realized.
And I realized
that people who like pancakes have taste. You know, they have taste. Now, Splatoon 2, great game. To our audience who still plays it, I respect it. You do you. You know, you enjoy it as much as you'd like. But we pancake lovers are always craving new experiences. That's part of the reason why we love pancakes so much. We love to make different types of pancakes, and we like to, you know, make pancake art, as I've discussed last week. And we've moved on to other artistic planes. I think most of us pancake lovers, probably the better players, might I add, were playing Super Smash Bros. Last weekend. And who could blame us? Because Super Smash Bros. Is right there. You know, it's right there. It's a better game. It's a newer game. That's why Team Pancake lost. It's because the people who would have represented Team Pancake, we were out exploring other pastures. Why would we bother with Team Waffles? You know, like, kind of beneath us.
Just when I thought Tyler couldn't sink any lower, he's literally blaming his loss on his own team, stating that they are better than us.
Well, definitely. And I mean, I'm not blaming my team. I agree with Team Pancake's decision to play other games. But it's just, you know, that's what it really was. And really, again, like Team Pancake, we kind of rise above the petty squabbles of waffle lovers. Why would we need to pick a fight with them? Let's let them have this one. That's just kind of the thought of a Pancake team member.
Todd, no. You know what we call those people?
Haters!
I mean,
hater.
Waffle hater.
Hater.
Yes.
Hater.
Yes. I do hate waffles. I will gladly wear the hater brand.
No. No, you lost because we were superior. And here's the proof of this. If this was a 2-1 victory, you could have said that, oh, maybe we didn't, the waffle or the pancake people didn't play as hard or something like that. But no, you had a clean sweep of more than 2% margin, which boggles my mind. I mean, not the victory thing. I can honestly say this was one of my best Splatfests ever in terms of win-loss record. No joke. I had a 9-game winning streak before communication error separated me from my team. That was awesome. But the fact that waffles were more popular than pancakes, that surprises me. I don't know. But no, you lost.
Well, it surprised me too. But now that I've explained how, you know, it suddenly it all makes sense.
Uh huh. All right. Well, Tyler being in Egypt apparently out of the way now. Because you're in denial. We got more important things to talk about. We were waiting for it. We've been praying for it. We've been pulling for it. Ladies and gentlemen, we finally got the Nintendo Direct today. It was glorious. I would have the sound effect here, but I don't want to. And so we are literally dedicating the entire podcast tonight to just this event. So it's time for some Direct Talk. All right. So much like we do in all of our recent Nintendo Direct Talks, we're going to literally go step by step, announcement by announcement, and we're just going to break it all down. I know it's going to be hard, Tyler, because
well,
you and I...
I just want to point out to the audience that this has got to be a bitter, bittersweet day for our good friend, Triforce Todd.
Here we go.
He was a hater.
I was
not. He denied the Nintendo Direct. King Zell came out with the leak, And Todd said, "Oh, I don't believe it. I'll believe it when I see Nintendo say it." Yes, that's what he said. He said,
I will not deny that. I said, but that doesn't make me a hater.
So that makes me logic. You didn't believe the leak.
Grinch.
And the leak was right.
Grinch.
The leak was right.
Grinch.
You were wrong.
Grinch.
You were not allowed to enjoy the Nintendo Direct, as I put on Twitter. I just want to take a moment to really point out the ignorance of one trying. King Zell had a perfect track record. He had an amazing track record. And yes, it's true. There's always the first time of everything. He could have been wrong. But
he's been wrong in the past.
The evidence on this one just really looked accurate. And Todd, the skeptic, Todd, the denier, did not believe it would come. Let me tell you, dear audience, how I woke up on Monday morning. I woke up to a tweet from Guardians Comic. That's Todd's Twitter handle.
Hi.
Saying, and I quote, "Where's that direct announcement? TikTok." Just trying to taunt me. You know, just because he didn't think it was going to happen.
No, I didn't say that.
It happened.
Uh-huh. Now, here's what actually happened, folks. We heard about the rumor last week. We talked about it. I said, and I'm pretty sure you can quote me on this, I will wait until Nintendo announces it. Because we heard such rumors in January.
But did I tell you that those were real? No, I didn't. Because there was no credibility behind them.
They were really?
They were rumors.
Like the Grinch leak that you were so vehemently passionate about. Todd, this is real. Why don't you believe me?
Yes,
that's
why I don't
believe you. Because Nintendo didn't say it was real.
Well, the Grinch leak, and I understand, you know, you being a hater, and you were right in the end. I understand why you would cling to
that. Did you hear
that,
Will?
I was a hater,
and yet I was right. So.
You were right. It was fake. Uh-huh. But I stand by the believing it was real, given all the evidence surrounding it was extremely superb. The only thing that was missing was credibility from the leaker himself. We did not know who the leaker was, and that was the only thing that was missing from that. And this one had that. That was part of the reason why I was such an adamant believer in this direct. Now I will say the Grinch leak. I will never get over that wasn't real.
I won't get over it either, Tyler. I won't get over it either.
I know. And I also would just like to admit that that one stung a lot more than I'm sure that Todd being wrong about this one stings.
I'm not wrong. I didn't say. But, here's the difference.
No, you were wrong. You did not believe the leak.
No, here's the difference. I will believe it
when I hear from Nintendo.
But that's the difference.
You did not believe the leak.
There is a difference between saying I want to wait for confirmation versus this is not happening. There is a difference.
Because you were saying with the Grinch leak,
Todd, this is real. And I kept explaining to you why it wasn't logical that it was real, even based on the information, which, granted, it was a great forgery. The best false leaks are the ones that look the best. And this Grinch leak did look the best, but I saw it for what it was, and I didn't believe it. And you were so vehement that it was real. And so I know, especially because of how Nintendo and Nintendo fans work, that we're always looking for that slightest leak, that slightest rumor. And so I said multiple times, I will wait for Nintendo to confirm it, because Nintendo always confirms it one way or the other. And sure enough, it went, you know what, and props to you, you told me, no, Todd, they probably won't announce it on Monday because of the Japanese holiday, which I was like, oh, I did not know that was a Japanese holiday. So I said, I will wait, and maybe they will do it for on Tuesday. We thought, hey, maybe this will push it back to Thursday, which we both said would be fine. And sure enough, I woke up this morning, did my phone thing to look up everything, went to Twitter. That was one of the first things that greeted me. I was like, oh, we're getting a Nintendo Direct. I know what I need to do. I need to tag Will and Tyler, because this was literally 4 minutes after the announcement was made, and I need to let them know this is happening. So clearly I wasn't bitter, because
I tagged you guys in the announcement. You know, I don't need to tell you. You know, I don't need to prove to our audience. They know. But most importantly, you know that you saw that. You were like, oh, Tyler's going to give it to me. He is going to lay in. Did you circle the date, the 13th, off when I told you about the leak?
No.
That's my point. You did not believe the leak. You thought maybe a direct will happen at some point.
I did not believe the leak. I've been saying it for weeks.
The leak was correct. And that was that. Todd, I won one. You gotta give me this. You gotta give me this one. I gave you the Grinch.
No, you didn't give me anything.
You never give me anything. You're right. You know, you were right about the Grinch. You were right. Yeah, I was wrong.
You know what I was also right about?
Waffles! Not this one.
Isn't that right, Will? Waffles. Waffles, waffles,
disgust
waffles.
me.
Waffles, waffles,
You
waffles, waffles,
disgust
waffles.
me.
Waffles,
Anyway,
waffles, waffles.
let's get into the direct. Now that I finished rubbing it in Todd's face, I promised that I would drag him on Twitter, and now that I've drug him, I.
Right, drug, and yet I'm still upright and smiling. So waffles.
Waffles.
I would be
right,
a me. I'd be a bad co-host if I made you sad. So.
You're not a co-host. You are. It's literally Todd and Ow, among others.
What? How dare you? Boy. I'm starting my own podcast. We are co-hosts on the
Whatever. Stop being such a Grinch.
Okay. Your arrogance knows no bounds.
You haven't seen the depths of my arrogance. You haven't even scratched the surface.
Gentlemen, let's get this going.
All right. So the first announcement. Again, we're gonna go top to bottom here, and I know it's gonna be hard for me and Tyler because we really like that Fire Emblem content, but. The first announcement was Super Mario Waffle Maker 2. I mean, sorry, Super Mario Maker 2. Which, you know, ironically, this is one that's been rumored for a long time. It's definitely been thought about a long time. I'm pretty sure we've talked about it a couple times on the podcast. I think that was you, Tyler, because I know you've played this, right? I mean, you played the
yeah,
original,
oh,
right?
Yeah, the first one was great.
Yeah.
The first one was great.
So, I mean, this was, in my opinion, one of the best ways you could have started it out for two reasons. One, it was an unannounced game, and obviously you knew what we were getting. There's no, like, oh, mystery reveals and all that. Then, of course, there was the announcement of when it's coming out. June. Awesome. So, all right, so actually, we'll just speed through some of these, and then we'll get to the good stuff. All right, so Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, which I'm looking forward to, confirmed for summer release. Very nice. Mm-hmm. Box Boy and Box Girl, the sequel to the hit Box Boy franchise, is coming out on digital only April 26th. Smash Brothers, we'll get to that later. We need to talk about that. Captain Toad's getting new content. Bonus levels already available today. And new co-op play. So that's always good. Bloodstained Ritual of the Night, confirmed for Switch, coming this summer. Dragon Quest Builders 2, which is apparently Sakurai's favorite game this side of Smash Brothers. No, seriously, look it up. He's been, like, obsessed. It's coming out on July 12th to the Switch. And Dragon Quest XI S, Echoes of the Elusive Age, Definitive Edition, dang gosh, it's a mouthful, is coming to Switch this fall.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah. I do not know what a sum-sum is. I do not care what a sum-sum is. It's Disney. It's adorable, apparently. It's a party puzzle game. It's coming later this year. Let's move on.
It's basically a plush doll of anything else. It's basically a sushi plush doll.
I seriously never heard of this. I mean, like, they were like, oh, we know you, the thing that took the world by storm. I am part of the world. I didn't know about this. Okay? I'm internet connected. You'd think I'd have heard of something called Sum Sum.
If you're in tune with the Japanese side of things, then maybe you are.
Fair enough. All right. Starlink, Battle for Atlas, will be getting a free update for the Switch version, and Switch version alone. Why? Because Team Star Fox and Star Wolf will now be fully completed with Falco, Peppy, and Slippy, and yep. Then Pigma. Crap.
Pigma
Leon, and Andrew Winkney.
There you go. Sorry, I can always remember Pigma. Pigma was the easy one, because he keeps dying in thousands of ways. Does that make Nintendo sadists? I mean,
just keep bringing him back just to kill him again.
Exactly. Like, think about how many ways he's, like, been died, rebooted, reprogrammed. If you remember Assault, he was, like, an artificial intelligence of hate.
Yes. Got infected.
Yeah. Nintendo's a sadist. Dang. That also explained Luigi. Moving on. Anyway, free content. There's going to be new missions, new faction missions, and there's going to be pilot races coming soon, which is also a call-out to Star Fox. So, props to that. Big surprise, Square Enix, via the team that did I Am Setsuna and Lost Sphere, which Tyler played I Am Setsuna for the Switch, they're making a new game called Oninaki. It's a basically World of the Living, World of the Dead kind of thing, RPG, Souls kind of thing. Not exclusive to the Switch. It's coming out, I checked this out, it's for PS4, PC, and Switch, but still, more love from Square Enix, and that won't be the last time you hear about that. Yoshi's Crafted World got a spotlight, 100 costumes. Because, of course, you want Yoshi to wear stuff.
Mm-mm-mm.
Made of cardboard.
Yeah, I just want to also mention, Sita, you kind of skipped one thing is regarding to Rune Factory 4 and Rune
No,
Factory
that
5.
came later. I didn't miss that. Oh, actually, I did miss that. Crap. Sorry. Sorry. I have the rundown and I saw the trailer and that made me skip. Fine. Rune Factory 4 specials coming later this year, and Rune Factory 5 is confirmed in development.
That is a surprise. I thought that series was dead, but I'm really surprised that Nintendo brought it back. I'm really happy.
Well, we don't know if this is an exclusive yet, but it is coming back on the Switch, so we know it's at least going to be there, which is half the battle.
From what I checked on the official Nintendo YouTube channel, they say that Rune Factory 4 is exclusive. That's
no, I was talking about 5.
Hmm.
Because because Rune 4 Special is clearly it's like the Dragon Age, you know, it's the special edition that's all the content and everything. So, but whatever. But still, big. I know there's a lot of Rune Factory fans out there, so including apparently one of our co-hosts. So, anyway, so Yoshi's got 100 costumes. We'll save Fire Emblem for later because obviously that's like our highlight. Okay, this is no joke. There's a game now out there you can get right now called Tetris 99. And it's Tetris with fun puzzles and Battle Royale.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
This is such a good fit. I think this looks so cool.
And I kid you not, ladies and gentlemen, at the time of this recording, at least 4 of our fellow Outer Haven members who are not even part of this podcast have already played the game and are addicted to it. Let's see, who is it?
Is it a free download?
Yeah.
It's a free download for those with Nintendo Online Services.
Okay.
Which we do! So, and yes, our own JJ Pereira, Piedra, who I've honestly been trying to get on the podcast, has placed 7th out of 99. So, go JJ. Alright, moving on. But again, free right now, you can get it. Dead by Daylight, that honestly, that one didn't impress me. I mean, the trailer looked really low res, but that could
be... Yeah.
Anyway, Undertale. There we go. The creator of Undertale has made a new game. It's called Deltarune, and the first chapter is available for free right now. And more chapters are coming soon, and won't be free.
Yeah, just for clarification, it was released prior on the Steam on PC.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because there's a lot of LPs playing on YouTube. Yeah, Deltarune was really out on PC on Steam. Yes.
Duly noted. Okay, Demon X Machina, which game I was honestly glad to hear about. They are still working on it, but there is a demo out. Didn't you say it was out right now, Will?
Currently out right now. Yes.
Okay. Right. You'll have 4 missions, including a boss fight. You'll be able to test out the game, see cutscenes, et cetera, et cetera. And then if you get the demo, you will, if you remember Octopath Traveler, there is a chance for you to take a survey of the game and give your feedback to the crew. If you don't get contacted, they're going to contact you with the survey. If you don't get contacted, don't feel discouraged. They tell you to go to social media. I'm guessing use the Demon X Machina hashtag and reveal, let them know your thoughts. So, yeah.
Yep.
All right. More third-party announcements. Grid Autosport coming to Switch.
Nah, cool.
Yeah, okay. I like this one. Hellblade: Setsuna's Sacrifice. I've heard nothing but great things about this game. The voice actress behind Setsuna got a big game award 2 years ago. She almost geeked out because Andy Serkis gave her the award, which, you know, Andy Serkis. So that's pretty good. It's arriving in the spring, so we don't have to wait that long. Final Fantasy 9 out right now. Final Fantasy 7 coming in March. Assassin's Creed 3 remastered with the Liberation game remastered coming soon. And then there was Platinum Games.
Woo!
Yeah. We'll get to that one in a bit, but Astral Chain confirmed exclusive to the Nintendo Switch. Bayonetta 3 still coming soon. And then the announcement, Link's Awakening. It's coming back.
Yeah,
bigger,
that was so cool.
Better,
I
cuter?
Loved the anime trailer for that.
Yeah.
Link looks so cool in that.
Cute.
I love the design
much. In the anime trailer, yeah. Yeah. Now, I know we're going to talk about this in a bit, but here's how I knew it was Link's Awakening. All right, it wasn't even when I saw the waves. Okay, the waves were kind of a clue, but the moment I saw a boat on the waves, I have in my mind... burned into my mind the opening of the original Link's Awakening on my Game Boy. It was one of my first games. It was my first Zelda game because I didn't have the NES. I was, you know, we were poor. But I will always remember the look on Link's face when the lightning was about to strike him and his ship. And so when I saw the boat on the water, I'm like, is this Link's awakening? And then sure enough, they do the backward shot of Link holding his boat together. So, yeah, we're getting Link's awakening again.
Yeah, and just might want to add, they used the Breath of the Wild fonts for this announcement as well, which is,
Did
I
they?
think they're going to go with every single thing
Oh.
now.
Dang, I didn't notice that. Good catch, Will. All right, so that was a very, very quick rundown of the Nintendo Direct. So now we're going to dive into like the bigger titles. But let's start with each of us stating what do you think was the biggest thing of the Direct? You can only pick one thing, Tyler. So what was the biggest thing of this Direct?
Well, okay, wait. Like, in terms of Nintendo's business, or in terms of what did I like the most?
Whatever you feel is best, Tyler.
Some host! I mean, you give us some direction, really.
Oh,
Like,
oh.
a little direction would be great.
Oh, you want direction? There's the
Yeah.
door. Okay, what one what topic, what reveal, what announcement when you saw it, you couldn't help but be excited for the most?
Oh, Fire Emblem Three Houses for sure.
Fair
I
enough.
mean, the whole game I think looks amazing. It's very divisive right now. The community, as always, is split. I am on
Really?
team. This game looks awesome. Yeah. Oh yeah. Look at some comment sections. People are really mad because they think it's a step too far towards the casual direction. But I disagree. I think
I
this is,
disagree highly.
yeah, a
Okay.
really cool way
Yeah,
to
we'll get to it.
bring.
We're gonna dissect it later, but yeah,
Okay. Okay.
that's weird. I mean, then again, I literally had to pull myself away from my computer after the direct, and I wrote up everything because I needed to get stuff done before the podcast. But yeah, yeah. All right, Will, how about you? What one thing from this direct made you like the most excited?
Honestly, it's gotta be Astral Chain, man. I mean, to
Yeah.
think that Platinum Games are gonna be making again outside of Bayonetta 3, and just looking at it, like when someone those advents, it's basically a Mecha JoJo. If a mecha stand of anything else. If you've seen JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, pretty much is that. You summon a stand, a robotic stand to your side to face these, like, as a police force. Is like, wow, mecha and stands. I knew that everybody, there's a lot of JoJo references out there in the world, but this just makes it even more better, honestly. And just the fact it's made by, yeah, the supervised by Kamiya and the creative director from a Nier Automata is like, I think they Platinum Games strikes platinum again, honestly. No pun intended.
Yeah. Oh yeah, this is like them signing the check and say, you can keep the frickin' change. Yeah, I know JoJo references. Yeah. All right, for me, this is tough because Link's Awakening, it's a very special game to me. And despite the cutesy chibi aspect for it, I am intrigued to see how this will play. But then again, I was excited for Fire Emblem, and I was not expecting a 5-minute trailer. All
Yeah.
right, like that was the best way, and we're gonna dissect it later. But dang, it was just it. I loved it. I loved it. The teases that they made, they did just enough to get us excited without telling us everything, because you know we're missing so much. It's a Fire Emblem game. You can't. It's never simple. Well, then again, there was. Nah, never mind. I was gonna make a joke there, but I won't. But yeah, for me, it was definitely Fire Emblem. So. We wanted it. They said it was coming, and that's what I was waiting for. I thought it'd be last. I did. I thought it'd be like the last thing they revealed, and yeah. So, all right. Let's get into the more specific things. What do we want to talk about first?
Let's start with Super Mario Maker, right? I mean,
Okay.
that was the
Yep. Yep.
first
Yep.
game
Yep. Yep.
announced.
Yeah.
Great. We knew it was coming. I think we, like, as you said, when you were running through, and we all kind of expected this would happen eventually.
Yeah, it felt
And
like something they would do given the success of the original and the
yeah, and it's a
3DS
good
port.
fit on Switch. I mean,
Yeah.
you can use the in handheld mode specifically to make courses. The stuff that we wanted in there, like slopes that you couldn't have slopes in the last game, they added those. They showed that right away. But I also really like the addition of the cat suit. The cat suit is a really, really cool power up. It seems like there's a lot of additional things that they've packed in. The original Mario Maker was great, but outside of slopes, I was thinking, man, what else could they really add to make a Mario Maker 2? You know, it's not something that's particularly easy to make a sequel for, given that they gave us a lot of tools to make stuff. but it seems like there's a good mix of new enemies in there. There's a lot of you can do some different themes. It looks really, really good. I'm very excited for it. And I thought it was a great way to start the direct, and absolutely a great way to kind of start. This is what Nintendo has in 2019. A new Mario game is always great.
I
Just
definitely
go
agree.
ahead. Go ahead, Will.
Sorry. Yeah, like Super Mario Maker was just one of the great titles on the Wii U, and it just really kind of found it sad that not many people lately discovered making their own Mario Maker levels outside from using PC mods and emulators like that. So to just finally see bringing new life into the Switch again, slopes, cat suits, pretty much everything like more updated to like recent Mario titles. Like almost to the, yeah, as you said, like 3D World, almost to the point of 3D World, it seems, is just like holy moly! I just cannot wait to see what crazy, crazy levels people can make right now. So I cannot wait.
Yeah, for me, I didn't play the original Mario Maker. I also didn't have an interest. I mean, like those games, I feel are ones that you play for a while and then you just stop because you're like, okay, I think I've ran out my creative juices and all that. But I know people who've played it. It was one of the best sellers on the Wii U, and then of course they had the 3DS port. I will disagree with you with one thing, Tyler. I think this was something that could easily have made a sequel just because they know now what works and what doesn't. Because sometimes the best sequels aren't the ones that truly reinvent the wheel, like say a Galaxy to an Odyssey, but they took what they knew worked, they took what feedback they got, and then they're saying, "Hey, okay, let's refine this." Like there's the wheels. I'm pretty sure that wasn't in the last one.
Yeah.
And it's
But
like,
I mean,
is
you're
it?
not wrong. In my mind, it's easy for them to just put on a deluxe label on this. Like they're really the first game outside of a few new power-ups. Like it didn't seem to me as though there was a ton of creative limits in that game. So creating a new one, I mean, you're right. You can take elements that worked from the last one. I don't really see anything removed. I don't know what they thought didn't work. We'll see more. When I mean, this game's not coming out until June, so I'm sure we'll see it again, definitely at E3, and maybe they'll mix up like this. Maybe there'll be a story mode or an overworld map or something. I guess that's a good way to change it up. More so, you're right. It is a fairly easy game to make a sequel to. Just in name, to me, it really could have just been a deluxe. But having the Super Mario Maker 2 title to me means there's going to be more than what we just saw in terms of new content.
Yeah, and they were teasing new content, so that there's hope for what's coming. So I think this will be another one of those million sellers, for the Wii. Or sorry, the for the Wii. Yes, for the Wii. We're going backwards in time. You never know. No, this will definitely be a million seller for the Switch, no doubt. And if they play it right, they could. Release it before E3. It just depends on what the release date is. We don't have it specifically. All we know is June. So, this will be something that they hype up a lot, and they'll use. This will definitely be something that uses Nintendo Online to its fullest, because they'll be like, hey, there's now a special channel on Nintendo Online where you can, see all the levels that all the players have made. So, we'll see. But definitely a good move by Nintendo. Like I said, this was a really great way to start off. There's only a few ways you can start off a Nintendo Direct. It's either with a new game or a trailer for a game that you knew was coming.
Yeah.
And so, given
They've
kind of
done
where.
new game the past couple times too. Luigi's Mansion was the re or the
That's
opening
right.
last direct. So.
That's right. Yeah. So, and of course, the Smash Brothers one to start out with a new character trailer and all that. So,
Yeah.
yeah. But, good start for Nintendo. This was definitely one of those unannounced games that, you kind of felt was coming, but you didn't know. So this helps cement them in 2019, no doubt. All right, what next? I want to talk about Dragon Quest. I want to
Sure,
talk about one sure will do. Will.
Okay.
Will's excited about Dragon
He's
Quest.
excited about Dragon Quest. Okay, here's why I want to bring this up. Okay, do you remember what we talked about last week?
Yeah, about Sakurai potentially bringing in a new character. Is that what we
Cl
were talking about?
clo close. The director of Smash, sorry, the producer of Smash Brothers, tweeting out the shield.
Right.
So, could that have been actually a reference to Dragon Quest 11 and Builders, and not Smash Brothers?
Maybe that's an interesting question. I don't think so. I do still think we're going to get Erdrick,
I agree.
but
It's just the timing of it, you
Yes.
know?
No, I mean
Yeah.
you're not wrong. You're not. You're definitely. It could be. I would suspect that we're still getting Dragon Quest in Smash.
Anyway, but I was very happy about this because this was at first a game that only came out on PS4, I believe, also
Yes.
in Japan on PS4 only, and there was a lot of people, you know, upset about that because Dragon Quest, you know, has done well on the Nintendo
You're talking about Dragon
platform.
Quest 11 S, whatever that super long name, not Dragon
Yes.
Quest Builders 2,
No,
right? Okay.
Builders has always been multi-platform.
Yeah, it's been
Yeah,
multi,
yeah.
yeah, that
No, but
multi PC.
Dragon Quest 11 as the Shadows of Elusive Age or whatever the heck it was called. Echoes of Elusive Age. There we go. Definitive Edition. Yeah, that one is coming to Switch and it's going to have like all the DLC content plus more content apparently. And
An
this
8-bit version, yeah, and an 8-bit version.
Oh yeah, the retro version. Tyler, you were loving that
I thought
retro.
that was so cool. I mean, how does that even work? But still, it was so cool. Yeah.
Granted, like I think that's specifically meant tailored to the Nintendo concept because I remember like they also kind of playing around with it during for the 3DS version, I believe. But then I guess they realized that they couldn't really do anything, so they kind of brought that mode into the Switch version, I'm guessing.
Fair enough. So, but I'm excited about this because if nothing else, and they were a big presence throughout this direct. Square Enix is going all in on the Switch. You could even say,
A
Tyler, they're
lot of
going.
Square Enix
Yeah,
announcements, like a
true,
lot.
true, true, true.
Could even say that they're going double or nothing, Tyler,
Ooh.
or yeah, you know that they think that they're all elite when it comes to this thing. You're shaking your head, aren't you?
Oh yeah.
Ah, boy. So, anyway, but this was huge for me, and I might actually get this game. I've liked Dragon Quest, but I've kind of gone in and out of it. Like my favorite one was Dragon Quest VIII, which many
Yeah.
considered the curse the Journey of the Cursed King, which many considered one of the best ones. And you know that one was fun, and then Dragon Quest XI has apparently done really well stateside. And so now that it's on Switch, which you know has diehard RPG lovers, which Octopath Traveler proved in droves, you know, this could easily be another third-party million seller. I totally see it. I truly do.
Yeah, I was excited by this too. Like you said, the 2D thing, I just thought that was fascinatingly cool. I mean, they had the 3D world look beautiful, these crazy vistas, and then they flash it back to like a 16-bit overworld map. Like, I don't know if I'll use that often now that I'm thinking about it, and yet I just am so fascinated by that idea of, because it's just the scale. It's really the scale is just so, it shrink, it's just so much smaller. Like maybe you could use that to fast travel. I don't know. I just think it was a really cool kind of idea that I haven't seen before. Maybe somebody else has done it, but I haven't seen it. I thought that was really neat. The graphics look pretty good too. I was interested in this. I'm definitely gonna get it.
From basically what I've seen on Dragon Quest XI, overall, like the PS4 version, it was actually one of the most stunning things. Because again, if you know Dragon Ball Z, Akira Toriyama made the artworks just absolutely beautiful, and just to see it run on Switch version is like, wow, it actually can hold up. And I'm glad it's coming here. I'm just wondering. Plus, you could also, I believe as well, I'm not sure if it was also on the PS4 version, but this one is all will also can let you play in the original Japanese. Japanese vocal tracks, which is always a nice
Yes, you can.
touch. And yeah, just the way it's running, it's coming to the Switch and all. And plus that supposedly the definitive edition. I'm just wondering, like, I wonder if people playing on the PS4 is now regretting the decision now getting on the Switch now. I wonder.
Hey, some people will happily go and get both versions. We've all seen it
Right,
before.
right.
So.
Right, right, right. And just also answer your question, Todd, regarding to if this could be your first Dragon Quest game. Like, I've seen the clips, and again, if you've seen Dragon Ball, expect that. That's all I'm gonna say. Expect that.
Expect that. That's very true. Oh boy. But yeah, again, another big Square Enix title on the Switch to go with all the Final Fantasy announcements. You know, 9 being out today. Though being
Yes.
$20 though.
Yeah, that's the thing. I was like, ugh. I
Yeah.
mean, like, because the just for reference, the PlayStation 1 Classic on the PlayStation Network is only $10. But that's just keep in mind that is not the remastered digital version, because if remastered digital version, you get basically like upgraded speed. Basically, you can move around faster. like basically a new feature that you also get from the PC emulator, which is also on the PSN network for $21 as well. So to bring it on the Nintendo Switch for $21 as well, like, ugh, that's before tax. So
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of, I think, a missed opportunity there, but whatever. So, but still, between now, March, and April, that's four major Final
Right, Final
Fantasy
Fantasy
games.
VII comes out March 26th.
Yes. And then 10 and 10-2 come out, I think, April 23rd, I think. And then 2 weeks, or something like that. And then 2 weeks before then is Final Fantasy XII, the Zodiac Age remastered. And then here's the thing. Someone pointed out this on the internet, and they go, "Hey, Final Fantasy VII coming soon. Final Fantasy IX coming or out now. Final Fantasy X and X-2 coming soon. Final Fantasy XII coming soon." Wait a minute, I think there's some numbers missing there. Yeah.
And ironically enough, it was, I think it was the 20th anniversary
Of
since
eight,
release.
yeah, of Final
Yes.
Fantasy VIII. Now, obviously, 11 is missing, but that's not coming because that was an MMO, but which turned into Final Fantasy 14. So, anyway. But still, I am in awe of all the games that Square Enix is bringing. It's just like, wow, okay. All right, let's talk about something that we were happy and yet sad about: Box Boy and Box Girl. I'm kidding, I'm kidding. The Super Smash Bros. Ultimate
I
teaser.
was bummed. I was so bummed. Like, I thought this direct was great. I gave it an A. We'll give our final thoughts
Yeah,
at the end.
that's
But
coming later.
the one thing that it was missing that stopped it from an A plus was a character reveal. And I think that they could have used one. Like, there, it wasn't like it was something that, like, we saw Joker, but we didn't see any Joker gameplay. That
No.
stunk. They just said, I don't know why it was even in there. They said there's going to be an update in spring. Like, duh, we know there's going to be an update in spring. And that was it. They were like, Joker comes out in April,
Well, you said
or at
before, no,
but before
before
April.
before the end of April, which is
Before, right.
still something.
I mean, we knew that, right? I
No,
mean,
no,
no, we
no, we
yeah.
didn't.
We
No,
did
no, we
not.
didn't officially know, but we knew that. I mean, there's not a chance that they were going to announce it at the Game Awards and not release him until summer.
But you
Like,
never
we knew he was
know.
coming in that
Hey,
window.
Fire
No,
Emblem.
we knew.
Fire Emblem.
It's a character. It's not a
Fire Emblem.
game.
Still. Okay, Sakurai demands perfection. We all know
He
this.
does, but no, we knew Joker was
Okay,
coming.
but now I'm with you. If you don't know, apparently what they said was that we're getting version 3.0. If you recall, version 2.0 is when Piranha Plant came out. Version 3.0 is coming out before the end of April, and they said, you know, stay tuned. Why? Because apparently there are some big things coming, which is in itself a piece of information we did not have. Okay, because what really came out with 2.0 except Piranha Plant?
Bounce patch.
Balance patch,
That, oh,
that's what I
that's a
think you mean.
patch. That's just a regular patch. This sounds like a serious content update. All right, because they.
True.
So I mean
Yeah.
that's the difference.
And yeah, because I've also been expanding on the speculations, like some are arguing, speculating perhaps it is the target run, home run contest, maybe the Coliseum to finally bring it back here in this update. And
Maybe.
that's kind of speculations right now.
Yeah.
I hope so. Break the Targets is great. I would love for every character to have one like they did back in Melee.
Oh yeah, the good old days. But no, like, so still we got something, and we did get at least a look at the character model of Joker. Yes,
Yes,
yeah,
we didn't get everything, but we and like we didn't get to see oh gosh, I was gonna say
but
full
we didn't even
frontal.
see it. We saw like a kind of vague look at it. We didn't see him on
No,
Battlefield or anything.
we
of course he
didn't.
wasn't in motion, of course, but
Yeah,
at least we see like how he looks like, which is the most important thing.
he descended
I don't know, but
into
I don't
our
really know
screens.
how he looked. Like I yeah, we saw that he looked like Joker, which is true, but I didn't see like I like to see the artistic style of how does he look next to Mario? How does
Yeah.
he look next to Cloud? And we didn't get to see that.
And we didn't get to see his persona either.
Yeah, right. We didn't learn anything about Joker, which was disappointing. But I thought even without that, maybe they would give us a character reveal, just a little bit of Smash juice, and they didn't.
Guaranteed. Guaranteed, though, the next direct, whatever it is, as long as it's not like 2 weeks from now, you know, as
Yeah.
whatever the next main direct is, not only are we gonna get the Joker release date, we are gonna get that next character reveal. Just
We're gonna
because.
have to wait until like April or May to get it. It seems. Well,
Possibly.
they could drop it
Probably
on
before
Twitter or
E3.
something,
Yes. Probably
but it's
before E
gonna
or
be a
during
wait until
E3.
we get that next character.
We'll see.
Yes, it's like probably like before, even during E3, we'll probably get the next character indeed. Yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes they do a May Direct, like, or a late April, and it's just like a short little 25-minute thing. I could see that being something, but...
Never forget, in 2017, between January and June, we had like 4 Nintendo Directs.
Yeah, true.
Okay, so, yeah. Anyway, so there is hope on that front, so there you go. All right, let's descend. Okay, I want to say Fire Emblem for last because that was easily the biggest one, obviously. So I want to skip to Astral Chain. Wow, that's Japanese.
Yeah,
what do you expect?
As well.
See, here's my thing though. I kid you not. When I was looking at this game and the style of it, I didn't think of Platinum. Guess who I did think of?
It reminded me of a Xenoblade Monolith. Yeah.
Yes, Monolith. I honestly thought was this because there was rumors of another Monolith game outside of the Xenoblade series, and this felt like Monolith.
Right,
like
right.
The sprawling cities, the character models. Oh no, it's Platinum. Yeah.
Really, I was kind of waiting for Bayonetta to like jump down like the whole time.
No,
like, any second now, Bayonetta's gonna appear.
Nah, that Bayonetta's set in present day, quote unquote.
Yeah.
This was clearly futuristic. So, and I think we can all agree that the biggest takeaway from this reveal wasn't just Platinum, wasn't just this is a Switch exclusive. We get a robot dog.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Robot dog. What else do you need to know? We get a robot dog.
And also if you see like the trailer on Nintendo's YouTube channel, there's a little bit at the end. You can basically pick up trash and throw it in the trash can. So basically, do your part and do not litter. Do not litter, people. Do not litter.
I saw that and it was just like, you know, they were like, hey, you can recycle in this game. It has everything. So leave it to Platinum. And there's a description with the trailer. Hey, let me read it. Astral Chain is a new action-adventure game from Platinum Games. You are part of a special police force unit in a multicultural futuristic city. Players work together with a humanoid special weapon, Legion, in a synergetic action system of battle and exploration. It's coming on August 30th. So.
It looked good. I mean, I was
good.
Intrigued for
it's
sure.
Good, man.
It's gonna be good.
Anything from Platinum, they always look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and if we know Platinum's on a roll. I mean, between... Nier, Bayonetta,
Nier. Call it Nier, not Nier. It's Nier. Sorry, it's Nier.
That's fine. I appreciate that.
Not my host.
Oh, shut the heck up! I'm gonna go Automata on your ack. All right.
Also briefly as well, because yeah, as like you as well, like when I first saw the trailer, like I saw like, the links, like yeah, look, it reminded me of the Spirit and Bond links of Xenoblade Chronicles 2. So I was like, really, is this Monolith? And like, nope, it just summoned a literal JoJo stand, and like, interesting. And apparently, like solving crimes, like almost like facing off these aliens that look like a lot like the suits from Warframe. So like just. Seeing all this action, just basically using your chains to bind enemies, capture thieves, and all that is like, okay. So maintain the peace while also using like astral chains and sci-fi magic is like, wow, Platinum, way to go.
Oh, yeah. And again, exclusive to the Switch, and which proves that Platinum is truly on board with Nintendo, which they've said for a while, but this proves. And Tyler. If you recall, I wrote a piece about another leak that was allegedly tied to the Direct, and one of the pieces of that news was that there was an unannounced Switch title from Platinum. So,
and as well as release dates for, what, Luigi's Mansion and Animal Crossing, right?
That was something else, but yeah.
Okay.
Which, ironically, neither of those games were in the Direct. So,
those were not in the Direct.
Yeah.
In the Direct.
So, but that's fine. I mean, they said July for Luigi and September for Animal Crossing, which actually kind of lines up, but we'll see.
Luigi's going to be in October. I mean, it's going to be in October,
I feel like,
right?
Especially
it's
now
with
Fire Emblem being in July.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm gonna recheck that post now because I want to see if it said July 26th, because if that was, then they're not releasing Luigi and Fire Emblem on the same day.
That's a good point, and there's definitely not a chance. That was one of the interesting things from Platinum. What wasn't here? We didn't see Wonderful 101, which has been rumored for a long time, and we didn't see any Bayonetta again. They just said, trust us, Bayonetta's coming along, but it sure looked like Astral
Chain.
Yes. Yes, thank you. Was coming along much quicker
than Bayonetta.
Well, I think it's because this is a new game, and Bayonetta is a series, and Platinum doesn't do sequels. Okay, think about it. I mean, there's rumors of Nier Automata, and they did Metal Gear, they did
And
Metal.
just for clarification, Nier is a big story. It's like it's all intertwined, but it's not actually sequels. It's all intertwined
Yeah,
in a way.
it's like
Like
a,
in the
it's like a
region.
spiritual successor. So there you see, they don't exactly do sequels, and they said themselves that they weren't sure they were going to do Bayonetta 3, so they might be struggling to live up to the expectations because of how great Bayonetta 2 was. So I will give them the time to do what they need to. We'll wait. So, but yeah, I'm glad they at least acknowledged it, because they're all like, "Hey, where's Bayonetta?" Okay. So, all right, I just looked it up. According to the leak, this is a separate leak. It said that Luigi's Mansion was coming on July 19th, and Animal Crossing was on September 13th. So, yeah.
Not a chance.
Not a chance. I mean, granted, they did do Fire Emblem to Mario, but Luigi is bigger. Luigi's Mansion, I would feel, is bigger than a Warriors game.
Yeah.
So there you go. But I still think that Animal Crossing could be September. I think that could be a good fit.
Yeah, I
October
agree.
for
I do think
Luigi,
that.
then Pokemon November, December. We'll see. All right, let's keep it going. Okay. Link's Awakening. Or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Accept Chibi into My Life.
Yeah, I mean, after that like gorgeous anime cutscene opening, I was so like I do just I sorry to say this, I love the way Link looks with in that style, and then I saw how he looked in the game, and it's like he looks even more chibi than he did in A Link Between Worlds.
Oh,
Like he
far,
doesn't even have
far more.
eyes. Like he has little dots as eyes.
Yeah, this is 100% chibi, and it's. I don't know how to feel about this because,
I
granted,
do. I don't like the chibi. Like I don't hate it. I don't hate it, but I don't like it.
it's tough again because, like you said, they had this gorgeous anime trailer for reenacting the greatness of the beginning of Link's Awakening, and then it's chibi. And then we see like Chibi Kabora Kabora, and then Chibi Malin, and it's
They had
like,
a chibi chain chomp, which is so cute.
yes, that was cute. I liked the Mario enemies. They were cool. They were the
Yeah.
little ninjas.
Chibi
And
Goombas. Yes.
of course, we all know that we're going to go free Yoshi from his egg. I mean,
Yeah.
dang. Here's the truth, ladies and gentlemen. Here's how much Link's Awakening affected my life. When I wrote my first Sherlock Holmes novel, which is totally illegal, I named the bad guy the Windfish. And
Oh.
it's totally legal. I could totally call him that. And I literally had Sherlock say, "Did they really have to put him in an egg?" I'm like, "It's a great visual." Yeah, you're right. So, that's how much I loved it. Oh, gosh. See, that's an intense discussion for another time because I want to talk about whether the Windfish was a hero or a villain. But again, that's another time. But
I've
here's
actually never played Link's Awakening, so
I
we'll have to
played
put it
it,
on
never
hold
beat it.
until it comes out. It was
Yeah.
just given that vague 2019 release, right?
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
I think that's probably going to be a holiday title.
Oh, definitely. Like what I this could be our December title. I
Yeah.
mean, think about it. Like they'll do Nintendo, they'll do Pokemon first, obviously, just to get it before the Thanksgiving Black Friday. I'm just rewatching the trailer. Holy crap, he really does only have dots for eyes. Oh
Yeah.
my gosh. And oh, I just noticed we have Gordos in the game.
Ah,
So,
yeah.
man, this is almost like a Nintendo Fusion of sorts. Dear gosh, he
Yeah.
really does only have dots for eyes. And of course, Kabora Kabora looks awesome. I mean, you can't screw that up. I mean, he's a freaking owl with epic eyebrows. Come on. So, I don't know. I mean, I might give this a shot just because I love the game so much, but ooh, this was a dangerous move for Nintendo, you know?
Like if anything else, the art style, the chibi art style, remind me like of the last game on the 3DS. I think it was either Three Heroes or Link Between Worlds, something of that sort.
Three Heroes
But
was before was after Link Between Worlds. So
Triforce
okay.
Heroes.
Oh, Triforce Heroes. Yeah. Thank you. So, and I mean, again, I have no problems with the art style. I mean, the chibi art style, the more toys aesthetic really looks good if you ask me. I don't know. That's
No, it doesn't
it
look bad.
really
I mean,
good.
you're right. I like the way the overall map looks. I just don't like the way Link looks. Like Link himself with the eyes. I just, it's really, it's ex- honestly, it's the eyes. I just don't like the eyes.
It is the eyes. It is the eyes. I don't know. It's just, it, we knew a 2D game was coming. I mean, they even said, hey, we're open to making 2D, you know, Zelda games. And I don't know. It's just, I'm intrigued, but I'm also hesitant. And of course, there is, of course, time to change this. They could see us and say, hey, let's actually, you know, give him eyes. We'll see. Yeah, I'm on Twitter right now watching a side-by-side of the trailers from the original to the new one, and it's gorgeous. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like my childhood all over again. And there's like one of the IGN guys or something, like, losing his mind over seeing the wind fish egg.
Ah,
like,
yeah, Brian O'Connor.
Yeah, it's like, oh gosh, this game. Oh boy. It's a bold move. That was a bold way to end it, and I like, and of course, it's been trending for hours. Okay, like, this is when it, the only thing not Nintendo after the Direct was, I think, a musician thing, and it's because of controversy, of course. But we're now, let's see, 5 hours after, 4 hours after, and Nintendo Direct, Tetris 99, of course, Link's Awakening, Dragon Quest, Fire Emblem, Zelda are still trending. 5 hours afterwards.
Yeah, oh, I'm gosh. Still seeing on Twitter right now, yes.
All right, main event time. Box boy, box girl. Kidding.
Yes.
That
Fire... looks good, by the way. Oh, just no, shout out. We've been making jokes about it. I am interested in that. It looks like a fun co-op game.
No, it. I never had a problem with the game. It's not for me, but I know there's plenty of puzzle people out there who's going to eat that up, and that's great. And hey, I hear it's a great successful franchise. It's a digital-only game. That's fine. Nintendo needs those too, and it's coming out in April, which will fill a gap. So have at it.
Yeah, no, I just had a shout out. Shout out.
All right, here we go. Fire Emblem Three Houses.
Holy.
5 minute trailer. Or let's not even a trailer. It wasn't a trailer. It was a freaking gameplay breakdown. And it was awesome. So here's what we now know. You do play as a character, and you do get to choose your avatar, male or female, just like before. And you are go from a mercenary led by your father. Boy, that sounds so familiar.
Yeah, even your father looks like him. Like
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He totally does.
Yeah. Anyway, but you go from a mercenary to a professor at a prestigious academy that is literally smack dab in the middle of a country surrounded by three kingdoms. Three kingdoms, not three houses. And in this academy, you are a professor training the leaders and warriors of one of these three nations. And they are called, wait for it, the Three Houses. Yeah, why not? So there are, okay, I can't remember the names of the houses. Was it the Black Lions or the Blue Lions?
One was the Black Eagles.
Okay, Black
one
Eagles.
One was the Blue Somethings, and the other was
the Black
the
Deers.
Stag.
The Deers.
Yeah, the, like, Golden Stag.
Oh, here we go. Black Eagles, Blue Lions, Golden Deer. There you go. All right. Yeah, three noble houses are part of the Officers Academy, an elite academy that trains students in the ways of weapons, magic, and special skills. As a professor, the player must choose one of these houses to lead its students in grid-based battles, life or death. Each house is comprised of many different students to meet and train, each with their own personalized skills. The students can interact with each other at the academy, strengthening their bonds and supporting each other on the battlefield. So, Tyler, you and I were talking. I saw you tweeting about this, not with me, but with someone else. But they were afraid that this was going to be Fates 2.0 in regards to there being like three games that you have to play or buy. This is kind of like that, but in a better way because it's an all-in-one game.
Right.
And
we don't really know, like, at the end of the direct or of the Fire Emblem segment, they had Eldegard, Claude, and the other guy. Who's the Dimitri, the worst Dimitri. One?
Oh
all,
gosh, stop it.
Together, it looked like those three were like a pair. So maybe it was kind of in the beginning because I also noticed in that opening where you're walking to the school that those three are with you. So maybe it's before that, but I'm not sure. They didn't explain how much which house you picked will impact your gameplay. That's for sure.
It
could be huge, or it could just be like, oh, well, this will change a few story beats.
Yeah, there.
Right.
It's implied that it's going to go the Fates route where every story is different because of the fact that you're raising the leaders or future leaders of these new nations, which means you would go into their nations to help them with their own problems, whatever the nation's problems may be. So there's definitely a lot of room to maneuver here. I would feel that Nintendo, especially given the nature of Fire Emblem and the success of Face, they wouldn't do a retread. Well, oh yeah, you play as, you know, the Black Eagles, but then, you know, you still have the same ending as the Blue Lions or whatever. That doesn't feel Fire Emblem-y, but you never know.
Right,
and then,
right.
And then, of course, there's not Tiki. So
she doesn't look like Tiki anymore. She does not look like Tiki anymore.
Yeah.
It is not.
It's not Tiki. No, her name is Soth.
They changed her design because she looked a lot more like Tiki in the original.
But we get to... We're seeing this girl named Sothis, or however you say her name. And she's speaking to us through our mind. Because, of course, she is.
Yeah.
So, how she plays into us is a bit of a mystery. Our own character's role outside of being a professor is still a mystery, which is good. Like, at the end, you kind of saw, like, a dark time travel power coming through.
Oh,
did
yes.
you guys notice that?
Yes.
So,
it's very much a vision power, like, a la the Manchala, in a way.
Yeah. I see it more like Shulk. I'm really feeling it! Bang! So, I'm intrigued. And then the biggest thing is... And I know Tyler, you'll appreciate this, was that you have more control, apparently, over what your students learn, how they grow in a battle, and how they can evolve as a character, because you're their professor. You are teaching them what you feel they need to learn. And this reflects in the battles where, like, certain characters can actually go super support and, like, have... like, one we saw was a Gambit boost where Legion of Horsemen were attacking a monster, so which I was really impressed with the battles, because like the way the cameras like zoom in and out and how they follow certain units. I mean, this looks much better than the standard, you know, one camera doing battle action. So yeah.
Yeah, and just also more clarification as well, because I just discovered this detail, because this game, if you can tell from the models already, like details, the models themselves also being co-created by Koei Tecmo, who also did the Fire Emblem Warriors games. So like, if you notice any similarities, it's because of that.
But it's again, it looks intriguing, and like Tyler, I know the graphics are really beautiful, and you too, Will, and then I think
that the grids don't look great from what we saw. The actual on the battlefield, it did not look amazing to me. But I didn't expect it to, because we all know how Radiant Dawn looked. It did not look great. The actual like combat animations look pretty nice. So I'm a fan of that.
They did a nice job
taking that from Echoes. I mean, there's a lot in this trailer that it was interesting, because when they were talking, they were really talking strictly about the plot for, I don't know, 90% of the 5.5 minutes. But in the background, there was a lot of gameplay stuff that was going down. I mean, you could see the fact that your units have like 3 different level up systems. They are to try to master different classes, because they're students. I guess they're learning different things.
Yeah.
There's weapon skills are back from Fire Emblem Echoes. One of the archers was using curved shot, and there was a 3 next to it. So I think that's probably, it takes 3 health still. Maybe you still pay in life. We're not sure, but there's a lot of things that were in there that you could dig into. I was fascinated by the fact that you can choose, like every unit has all like a weapons level for everything, for axes, swords, lances, magic, and there's a ton of other things that were on there.
And then you and me were hoping, Tyler, full voice acting
is huge as well. The one thing I didn't like, and I did love this, I gotta say, I'm really excited for Three Houses now. The one thing I didn't like was that they were all wearing the same uniforms. I think one of the best things about the other Fire Emblem games is how unique the characters' outfits are. And I just think it helps their personalities. In this one, hopefully when you're on the battlefield, it's different. When you were in the classroom, everybody had the same kind of school uniform.
Well,
and it made their designs look a little
uniform.
Bland.
Cool. It's a school uniform.
Yeah, I know. So in battle, though, at least in the beginning, in battle, you're still in class. They said these are class assignments. So, you know, I'm hoping to see some more unique appearances in the as the game goes.
If anything else, like, if Harry Potter has taught me anything, I'm pretty sure they got to go with something up with color coded, because, let's be honest, this thing is pretty much Fire Emblem Hogwarts, if
this
anything
struck
else.
Me,
oh
my said that. This
gosh,
struck me as
Fire Emblem
Persona.
Hogwarts.
Like,
I thought Persona 2. I honestly did. I thought Persona 2, but I also like the Hogwarts reference. I can dig both. But no, I think I really like this. It's different. I mean, like, how many times can we be, you know, the prince or princess trying to save the kingdom? No, now we're a professor helping and teaching the princess and princesses, you know, save their kingdoms. I dig it. And you, again, you know, there's more going on here. You know, we barely, like, what, how does Sothis fit into this? You know, what, you know, what's going to, you know, tip the scales in all these kingdoms to, you know, make certain, because there were some cutscenes in there, which I'm glad that, again, they're going back to full anime cutscenes. That's another thing we wanted. You know, there are some of the scenes we saw that just didn't line up with some of the things we were seeing. So I'm very curious to see how it plays out. Now, my biggest fail of this entire trailer. No. This entire direct. The game got delayed again. Why?
Nah.
I wasn't that affected by it. I think it's because I thought it, I kind of expected it.
I didn't mind it.
Spring.
Will's a hater. We all know that. No, I was sad because it's like this was supposed to be the spring game. This is what I was looking forward to in April or May and everything. And I just, it breaks my heart that it got delayed. It got granted. They acknowledged it. They apologized, which Nintendo's been doing a lot recently. Metroid. So, you know, I appreciated that at least. But, you know, I'm with you, Tyler. It does look amazing. And they're using that extra time to make sure it looks good because they are clearly following my number one draft pick and saying that. Making sure that Fire Emblem Three Houses is a masterpiece. So clearly this is a step towards making my draft prediction come true.
Which was regardless a terrible draft thing because the biggest two things in the direct today were that there's a new Mario and a new Zelda game coming this year. I mean, that's going to be both of those games are going to be huge for selling consoles. And Fire Emblem hopefully sells the consoles as well, but I don't see it. And I don't see the direction of Three Houses doing that either. I think it's cool that they're going in a very different way, but they are not picking casual or hardcore here. This is a unique strategy that's kind of trying to appease everybody. It won't, because it never does. But right now we're seeing a mixed reaction on the internet from both sides. Like, it doesn't seem like you can customize the way Byleth looks. Given the anime cutscenes, that would be pretty impossible.
Right.
And people don't like that.
Right, and like previous cons, like with Awakening and Echoes and Fates as well, is like you have your customizable avatar characters. And what we see here so far, like at least in this current build right now, all we just do is to pick the gender. We can't, like, I don't know, change the hairstyle, eye color, and so forth. So yeah. It's like, but I'm wondering, like, if you can change your avatar, like, it's like in prior games. That's what we were wondering.
I think that's not a big deal though, because I mean, let's be honest here. We didn't get the customization aspect until Awakening, and then it was Awakening, Fates, and that was it. Okay, and okay, like Echoes, we didn't have customization. Path of Radiance, Radiant Dawn, we didn't have customization. So if the worst thing in Three Houses is that we don't get to customize our avatar, I'm okay with that.
I agree with you. I'm happy that we don't get to customize our
avatar.
Are we that
spoiled?
I'm tired of avatars.
Come on.
But I think that there's a certain Fire Emblem fan at this point that really likes that avatar customization.
That person,
and
that
we are definitely
yes.
not going to get to marry our students. I've got to imagine that there's no marriage.
Good.
So that's good. They will not, Will, and you shut your mouth.
No. If anime has taught me anything, and you're going to medieval warfare, you know, and if
but
I
they're trying to appease,
taught you anything, if
they are trying
Anime
to appease,
has taught you anything.
All audiences.
Down,
they are
Will.
Not trying to, like, if this was a Japanese exclusive, okay, maybe, but that would not sell over.
Yeah,
the only exception I could see would be, like, the head prince or princess, because we know we have the three heads, and you know, we could possibly have an arranged marriage. You know, that's I think the limit. But well, let's have to see. The big thing here, and I think that, you know, a lot of fans need to hold their gosh dang horses. You know, this is only the second trailer, and it wasn't even a trailer. It was more of a, like, well, here's what Fire Emblem Three Houses is gonna be like. We don't have all the details, so let's just wait it out. We got the time, fortunately.
We do have the time.
Yep. So let's just hold our gosh dang horses and Let it unfold, because I guarantee you we're going to get an E3 trailer.
Oh yeah.
So,
oh, definitely. Yeah. And I'm pretty confident that we'll see another direct in April or May.
I agree.
That'll look at it as well. But we'll see it two more times before it comes out. Maybe we'll do a Fire Emblem exclusive direct.
Possible. I like that. All right. So last two things. Let's talk about our impressions of the direct overall. So here's my thoughts on this. They started out great with Mario Maker, and because that, you know, had a nice big announcement right at the beginning. You know, that was all nice and good. You know, went right into Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, one of their big third-party exclusives. Glad that's coming out this summer. We weren't sure about that. Went to Box Boy, Box Girl. I was fine. Smash Brothers, whatever. Captain Toad, whatever. Bloodstained, don't care. You know, Dragon Quest 11 was good. Some, I still don't even know what that is. Rune Factory, Onignaki, you know, there was a lot of great third-party announcements here, and I wasn't exactly expecting that, but it just goes to the point that Nintendo is getting the third-party's attention. All right, like, if you had said, you know, when Hellblade, as soon as Sacrifice came out, oh, that's a perfect game for the Switch. No, it's not. You would never have said that, because it's like, you don't think it would have made it there, and now it did. And then we got, you know, another Square Enix game. You got Dragon Quest. And, you know, there was a lot of third-party announcements here. Platinum, again, with the Astral Chain. That was good stuff. The first-party stuff, you know, they did enough. I never expected to get everything. I didn't expect a Pokemon tease. It would have been nice. Didn't get it. I'm okay with that. Fire Emblem was the big thing. They knocked it out of the ballpark. Mario Maker was good. Link's Awakening was chibi. I mean, good.
Do you think Link's Awakening was the game that they said would surprise and delight fans?
That or Mario Maker. It was that or Mario Maker.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. It was one of those two.
I mean, it's all about perspective, obviously. They could have, you know, been talking about both and, like, just said, hey, pick one that you like more. You know,
right.
What are you going to do? So, my biggest complaint, and I was arguing with Tyler about this, was that Nintendo, through this Direct, proves definitively they're going to have an awesome summer and fall. Starting in June, which we have Mario Maker. July is Fire Emblem. August will likely have something. We got a whole bunch of third-party games that I've just labeled for summer. So we got that. Astral Chain is August, which is good. September, let's just put Animal Crossing there. Luigi's Mansion for October. Pokemon November and Zelda December. Okay, that's stacked, and you know we got more. All right, you know we got more. It's coming. There's no doubt. But the problem is now between March 29th and, I don't know, let's just say June 15th for argument's sake, we have no major first-party or third-party exclusives that aren't Box Boy, Box Girl.
Wait, did you say, what was the time frame for that?
March 29th, that's when Crafted World,
yeah.
And then I'm just spitballing for Super Mario Maker 2 and saying June 15th.
Yeah, okay,
like,
yeah.
Just shooting right in the middle there. Between that point and that point, there are no major first or third party exclusives that we know of outside of Box Boy, Box Girl, which is adorable, fun, not a system seller.
No.
It just, and I know that, you know, Tyler, you were right in that game development changes and they can't plan for every month, but it just bothers me. And this doesn't just apply to Fire Emblem, but it bothers me that there wasn't enough foresight to say, hey, maybe we need to have more games outside of just one in this span of period. Because that's exactly what happened last year between January and March, and then March and June. Again, you know, we had ports and we had Kirby, and that was it.
And yeah, now, this is so different than last year, though, to me. I mean, you look at the... First of all, there's a big third-party game in Mortal Kombat that comes out in April.
But that's multi-platform. I'm talking about
exclusive. Well,
that
doesn't matter. That doesn't matter, though. It's still a game that comes to Switch. It really doesn't. It's still a huge game that's coming to Switch. And I get that it's not for everybody, but Mario Maker's not for everyone. Link's Awakening's not for everyone. That's a huge game. For me, that's going to be my late April game. And it's going to be Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Plus,
too bad Will won't play it. We know he doesn't like Mortal Kombat.
Plus, we have Super Smash Bros. Is out, and we're going to be getting DLC for that. We're going to be getting updates for that. We're not going to be sitting around twiddling our thumbs, and 2 months isn't that long of a time. Plus, Plus, we are guilty of this too now. We didn't talk about Yoshi's Crafted World. And Yoshi's Crafted World looks amazing. I mean, everything they've shown that of that game, I'm so glad that they delayed it as long as they did, because it looks like they've taken time. It looks polished. It looks creative. Most of all, it looks creative. It
looks good.
There are so many. We saw Yoshi riding a car, like doing like a racing sort of deal. Like, what was that? Like, that was awesome. There's a lot of ideas in this game, and it looks excellent. Now, we didn't get release dates for Daemon X Machina. But they did say, like, sooner than you think. Maybe that just meant the demo. But there's a chance that that'll get released in May. I mean, I doubt it. That's the only thing that's possible on my that I would think is potentially a game that could come in and fill in a first party slot there. But I don't think that that's necessary or realistic, given the rest of the year. We're back to a game a month for the rest of the year, and they're all big games. I mean, we got Mario Maker in June. That's huge. We have Fire Emblem. That's huge. We're going to have Luigi's Mansion. That's huge. We're going to have Animal Crossing. That's huge. We're going to have Pokemon. Link's Awakening and Pokemon. I mean, those are six titles, perhaps of Nintendo's six biggest franchises. We're missing Donkey Kong and Kirby, and that's it. Like, we have got the biggest franchises.
And
coming.
We had Kirby last year, so we don't really need him this year.
Right.
And I mean, I love Donkey Kong, but with a release calendar this packed, we don't need one. Plus, I mean, who knows what Metroid Prime 3 or Metroid Prime 4, whether they were planning on having that slide in this year or not originally. I'm sure that they were, and then it went astray and they kind of knew it wasn't going to happen for a long time. But given that, I mean, given that Metroid Prime delay, maybe that's what pushed it back, Todd. Maybe. I mean, I could see them thinking, well, you know what, you know, and if that's not coming out, then we'll push everything back and just be ready to load up on the holiday. But I don't think that those 2 months are a big deal. I mean, I don't even think it's 2 months. I think Mortal Kombat's a huge enough game that could carry that stretch.
Yes.
All right. Well, Tyler, what was your overall impressions of the Direct?
I just, in both personal enjoyment and in Nintendo, did they do what they needed to do? I think it was an A. I think it was a great Direct. I wish it came out sooner, but I see now why they didn't, because they had so many big things to announce. We got, my Nintendo draft pick was a new Mario or a new Zelda game, one or the other, to make this year great for Nintendo business-wise. And we got both in this Direct, which just instantly, to me, that's an automatic, like, okay, Mario and Zelda, those are the biggest two. This Direct was amazing. But we also saw a lot of Fire Emblem, which looks stellar. Yoshi's Crafted World, I am fawning over. It looked ridiculously good. Daemon X Machina demo. We got a lot of demos in this as well. A lot of things to try out that'll sell people. Like me, I might not have gotten Daemon X Machina had they not released a demo. Now, maybe I won't like it when I play it, but having that option to play beforehand, well beforehand, it seems, is phenomenal. So I loved it. My only two complaints. One, no Smash Bros. Character, and that's not a big deal. I mean, they don't have to announce a Smash Bros. Character ever direct. I just would have liked it. But two is I was disappointed in what third-party games weren't here. I really wanted to see Persona 5 specifically, and that was not here. And I also wanted to see Shin Megami Tensei 5, and that was not here. Yes. So those were the two big games that I was like kind of thinking, well, maybe they show. I'm not an Animal Crossing fan, so I don't care that they didn't show that. That's not a big deal to me. Luigi's Mansion, same sort of deal. But I did want to see those two games, and I didn't. It was disappointing. And there was no like Fallout 3 or Fallout New Vegas kind of surprise announcements in there. Some of Nintendo's better partners, Ubisoft with Assassin's Creed, that looked really bad. Like that looked like that game was hardly running the demo. So, and there were some third-party missteps, but first-party-wise, yeah, I mean, I thought this was great.
Well?
For me, I gotta give it a great solid B. As, like, the general consensus, I was hoping for maybe a slight hope that we're going to a new Smash character, but again, as long as we got, like, see at least even the mod of Joker, I'm already a happy camper, so, like, though we didn't get the Smash news, at least we got some sort of Smash news. Overall, the Direct itself, like, first you start with Mario. That's always a great and safe way to start with a Direct. And, like, Super Mario Maker, everybody's been clamoring about that. Super Mario Maker has been a great title since Wii U. And, yeah, just have an evergreen title like Super Mario Maker in the Switch is like, yeah, you're guaranteed to have people playing for a long time to come. Another thing that I gotta give props to is they're bringing back Rune Factory. Because if you remember back to way back in the days, like even for PS4 or even the 3DS, Rune Factory was kind of on its last legs, and we thought like we've seen its last title. We never thought that it would be revived back again. So seeing Rune Factory being revived here on Nintendo console and making not just four, but also number five being in production for it, it's just like having basically the Fantasy Harvest Moon back again on the system is like. It's gonna make a lot of people happy. I've seen like even some like people just crying that Rune Factory is back from the dead, literally, when we thought like it's on its last leg. So yeah, Rune Factory coming back again, definitely props to you, Nintendo. And like just all these titles, like yeah, Fire Emblem Three Houses, Astral Chain from Platinum Games, and then of course Link's Awakening is like those are very good solid hitters as well because I. Like, while we're talking about draft picks, I also said like we should bring in more JRPGs as usual. And look, lo and behold, Dragon
Shocker.
Quest. Yeah, like
Well, hey, you
that's
got
like,
your we all got a draft pick right.
we
All
all
right.
got our wish. Well, we'll see how it translates to Nintendo's success, but
True.
they're
Right,
doing
right,
what we
right.
think they should do. So that's for
Yeah.
sure.
Right. Granted, granted. So yeah, like again, bring JRPGs. Maybe even to the my suggestion of like may bring more darker games. I mean, heck, I'm surprised they ever bring Dead by Daylight to the
Yeah,
Switch,
I don't
which
want to talk
is
about that.
come on, come on. You gotta give props to horror games. Come
No.
on. And yeah, overall, like this entire presentation, like they had great solid titles, and even have two demos out and updates that are dropping today. It's just like. Great work, Nintendo. Like obviously nothing solid, like nothing like blew me away, like a Smash Bomb or anything else. But overall, you cover all your bases and just this, all these news and demos. Great work, Nintendo. Great work. So that's for me is a solid B.
All right, and finally, let's rate the Nintendo Direct. I want to, before we do though, I made a post on Facebook with my full recap, which is available on outerhaven.net. And I had people say, "Give me your score for the Nintendo Direct." And here's the overall scores from everyone that posted: 9.5 out of 10, 7 out of 10, 8 out of 10, 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10, and 9.5 out of 10. So based on the group that I was in, which is a prominent, Nintendo group. Very positive reviews. The lowest score was a 7. So, what are our scores? My score is 8 out of 10 because I felt they did some great surprises like Mario Maker, Link's Awakening, and Astral Chain. They did stumble a little bit in places, and I still, despite Tyler's wise words, I still am not happy with the month gap and the delay of Fire Emblem. That was a minus a point already, bar none. You made me lose a couple months of my life waiting for this game to release, so you get a docked point. Sorry, not. Will, how about you? Out of 10, what's your score?
For me, it's also a solid 8 as well. Like overall, they just, as I said before, they just covered all their bases. Also, good surprises here and there. Fire Emblem, Link's Awakening. Yeah, it's just like great news overall, including Smash news, even though it's just like very brief. Like at least they gave the people what they want, generally speaking. So
Eight
overall,
out of 10.
like yeah, just a solid 8 out of 10 for me.
Tyler?
I'd go 9.5 out of 10. I agree with the higher people. I was,
Oh,
like I said, the
wait, did you
third
say you
party
agree
stuff
with
was somewhat disappointing.
the higher people?
Yeah,
The higher
the
people,
people who were
Tyler.
high.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, the
The
people who were
higher
higher
people.
on
You're smoking
Todd's
something.
You're smoking something there, Ty.
Facebook group. He's high on life, Will.
Yeah, I know. I thought it was great though, and I definitely 9.5. Very the stuff I was disappointed in. I really, like I said, I wasn't even disappointed in the Three Houses, like, because I sort of just I thought it was getting delayed. Like, we hadn't heard about it for so long, and they just kind of had spring floating around still. I didn't buy it, so I
Fair
was
enough.
not disappointed by that.
Okay. All right, so with that, we are ending this episode of the Nintendo Entertainment Podcast. Tyler!
Yes, last week we asked you what unannounced title or what series the unannounced title Nintendo said that they had an unannounced title that would surprise and delight fans. Which franchise did you think that would come from? And guess what? Our choices were F-Zero, Star Fox, and Donkey Kong, and Earthbound. It was none of those. It was Zelda and Mario. But 27% said F-Zero, 19% said Star Fox, 19% said Donkey Kong, and 35% said Earthbound. Like, you want to talk about high. Those people were high.
Hey, just remember, I'm pretty sure that we don't know all the unannounced games. So there's still
a
chance.
Really quick, King Zell, the guy who leaked the Direct, mentioned a few other games that weren't announced yet, like a Pikmin 3 port was among them.
Metroid Prime Trilogy.
Metroid Prime Trilogy was another one, yeah. So I think there was another one, but I can't remember. But
all right.
Regardless,
so,
there's still some stuff up their sleeves.
And it's still nothing from Retro. So, yeah. All right, so today's poll question, what do you think about Box Boy and Box Girl? No. What did you think? I love those jokes. This is going to be a fun joke now. What did you think of this Nintendo Direct? A, 9 to 10. B, 8 to 7. C, 6 to 5. 0 to 4. Because we've all been waiting for it, and now it's here. What'd you think? So let us know about that. What do you think? What was your favorite announcement of the Nintendo Direct? First party, third party, doesn't matter. What was your favorite part? When do you think the next one will show up? And what do you think will be in it? We look forward to talking to you about it. So, for Tellius Tyler, Wario Will, I am Triforce Ty, and ladies and gentlemen, we are out of time. We are not out of lives. We've made it to the end of the level. So, raise the flag.